You have heard of the All Blacks, the All Whites, the Black Caps, the White Ferns. Why is it always black and white? Anyway, 2-1-0-1 if you know. But you may not have heard of the Sharp Blacks. The team are made up of New Zealand's best butchers who've chopped, sliced and diced their way to the World Butchers Challenge in Sacramento next month. Now, a warning to the vegetarians out there, meat features prominently in Leonard Powell's story.
It's going to be broadcasted live throughout the world. It's the Olympics of butchery.
Reuben Sharples knows his meat. The Auckland-based butcher says he struggled at school, but when he began an apprenticeship up north in Waipu a couple of decades ago, he realised he'd found his calling. Since then, he's done stints in London and started up his own popular business. Now, the aptly named Sharples is a member of the Sharp Blacks team, which will be competing in the World Butchers Challenge in the US this September.
We'll sort of rock up there and there'll be 15 countries that we're going to compete against, and we'll have a side of beef, a side of pork, a whole lamb, and 5 chickens. Now, the thing with American meat compared to our meat is that our sort of pigs, a side of pork would be about 35 kilos. We're expecting 45 to 50, and the beef also is going to be probably around 80 kilos bigger than what we expect. And even the sheep are bigger. Everything's bigger and apparently better in America.
If you think the Sharp Blacks are heading to Sacramento for a holiday, think again.
We're not just there to cut up just rump steak. We've got to find different things, but it's all got to be cookable. So we can't sort of produce something that's unusable. It's all got to be usable, and it's just so next level. Like, you're competing against like the French that are into all this charcuterie stuff, and they'll be putting their sort of spin on things, and then we've sort of got our spin of sort of, you know, number 8 sort of wire sort of style.
The team is made up of 7 butchers, including Pukekohe's James Smith, Kaitaia's Luca Young, Glen Innes' Cherise Redden, Mangawhai's Dan Clink, and Ricky Kerekere and Corey White from Ōtahuhu. The squad works together to fillet, mince, or make sausages from high-end cuts of meat, as Sharples explains.
You've got Ricky, who's the captain, and he's a product development, and so a lot of the products will be going across his sort of table to make sure. But right at the start, it's myself and Dan Clink, who will be doing the boning and breaking, and we've sort of got to prepare everything to give it to the product developers. And then you've got Luca and Cherise and Corey, who are sort of doing the products. And Cherise is mainly on the chicken to start with, and then she gets onto the display. And she's got a real eye for detail, and she'll be putting everything, placing it, making sure the ticket's all sort of straight and everything. The biggest thing is that you use all the product. So in 3 hours and 15, when they yell out knives down, we've got to make sure everything's done. If you've got 5 kilos of leftover mince trim or some kind of trim, you're going to get heavily penalised for that.
Lauren Shammy from Beef and Lamb New Zealand is a spokesperson for the event. She says the competition began thanks to a classic interaction.
The WBC, World Butchers Challenge, wasn't always the global arena spectacular it is today. It actually started very humbly with 2 butchers and a bottle of whiskey. Essentially, our chairman, Rod Slater, who is an ex-butcher, he was having a drink with an Aussie colleague, and as the old trans-Tasman rivalry goes, they were doing a bit of Aussies better than Kiwis, Kiwis better than Aussies, and they decided to create a team each and go head-to-head. So the Trans-Tasman Challenge was born, and that happened in Christchurch. Then the UK wanted a piece of the action, and so in 2013 it became a Tri-Nations competition, and then it's just throughout the years progressed, and everyone wants peace. The whole world essentially has jumped in, and now we have 14 teams coming to the Golden One Centre in September.
This year's event also includes teams from America, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, France, Germany, Great Britain, Iceland, Italy, Ireland, Portugal, Wales, and of course Australia. Sharples, who owns the Aussie Butcher in New Lynn, found himself in the headlines last year when he volunteered at his local supermarket while unable to open his business due to COVID restrictions.
We weren't able to open on level 4, so I've got a good guy, Jamie Bear, down in my local Green Bay, New World. So I went down there and sort of helped him out because he was short-staffed. And that's the whole thing about our butchers. Like, we're sort of humble and we sort of want to help one another. Like, I didn't want to see someone struggling, and it was my community that was, they needed to get meat from somewhere. I mean, he must be a good guy because my son's just quit working for me and going to work for him, so...
Sharples says the Sharp Blacks have some secrets they'll be employing at the WBC, but like to let their butchering do the talking.
We've definitely got a few things up our sleeves that we're sort of top secret that we'll have out there. But me personally, I just like to keep it sort of just true and sort of traditional. That's sort of what the sort of Kiwi palate is.
Leonard Powell on the stakeout there. The World Butchers sorry, I couldn't resist. The World Butchers Championships will be streamed online from the Golden One Centre in Sacramento on the 3rd of September.